You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org. Listening to Philip Selway's second solo album, Weatherhouse, you quickly forget that he's not best known as a singer and songwriter, but as the drummer for the rock group Radiohead. On his second solo outing, Weatherhouse, Philip Selway creates an album of lush textures, seductive melodies, and probing lyrics. Working with a couple of other musicians, Adam Illen and Quinta, he draws on gentle, psychedelic sounds that have echoes of the Zombies and the Moody Blues, tempered with the artful rhythmic turns and electronic textures that mark Radiohead's music.
It feels very English to me, and that can quite often lend things as between the three of us, you know, Arden, Quinter and myself, as we were making the decisions on the arrangements. And so, you know, when you've got a mellotron to hand, I suppose that lends your music a particular reference point as well.
Weatherhouse proved to be an interesting title choice for the album. Its roots are in a charming, archaic device for gauging atmospheric conditions.
A weatherhouse, it's a barometric device where you have two figures, either end of a connecting rod, and depending on what the weather's like, if it's sunny, one of the figures will come out. If it becomes cloudy and rainy, then that figure will be forced back inside and the other figure comes out. They're very much in kind of European folk art. You think of kind of like little Bavarian houses.
That image proved to be a fitting metaphor for Selway's emotionally turbulent album.
For me, that was a really good metaphor for a relationship anyway, you know, where you have these very interconnected and interdependent characters, but they can't ever both be in the sun at the same time, or it's just those very close relationships which become very competitive, where the characters just kind of undermine each other.
So are we talking about your marriage or about Radiohead?
Neither. Certainly not my marriage.
Speaking from the drum room in his home in England, Philip Selway professes to be happily married to his wife, Kate, but he's tapped into the strains and conflicts that underpin many a relationship, if not his own.
Sometimes I could leave it all behind. Step off and find a place to make a brand new.
The opening song on the album, Coming Up for Air, seems to be about a man overcoming an emotionally tumultuous time.
There's kind of a sense of affirmation in the song. This is just like, this is a good place to be. And this is a good point to, I suppose, jump off into rather more troubling topics and emotions.
Usually, Selway will start composing a song with some kind of generic click track for a beat, but in Coming Up for Air, a pulsing synthesizer sets the dark tone of the song.
For Coming Up for Air, I wanted a click that had something a bit more about more character to it to do that to. And that's where that kind of pulsing synth part came from. That was done on a drum machine called the Tempest. There was something there that immediately I could respond to.
Starting now today, feel alive and the air has changed. I'm not alone. I'm not alone.
Philip Salway is a bit elusive about his lyric inspirations, but a few hints emerge in the dedications. The Weatherhouse album is dedicated to Scott Johnson, the Radiohead drum technician who was killed when a stage collapsed on him in 2012. And the song, Don't Go Now, is subtitled Song for Cadian, after an English teenager killed in a bike accident.
They were there, very much a part of my headspace when I was writing the record. I was very conscious of them. The song Don't Go Now, I mean, not specifically about Cadian or even Scott, but I mean, it touches on those feelings around grief that people go through, you know, there's, and that's a very particular point in that grief cycle where it's called a searching phase, where you're convinced that because you desperately want their physical presence, that you see them or that you hear them, and for that moment they feel very real to you and very close to you. That felt like an appropriate song to dedicate to Cadian.
In the quiet I need you, I think I hear you laugh, and in the crowd to see you, a face I know by heart.
On his solo debut, Familial, Philip Salway jettisoned anything that would sound like Radiohead, including his drums. It was an album of soft, austere folk songs.
Invited to the chance of a life, time into view.
But with Weatherhouse, Philip Salway has embraced his musical lineage and in the process made it something new on songs like Miles Away.
It does tap into some more of my Radiohead elements in there, but that's kind of, I've kind of acknowledged, well, accepted on this record that those things were places that were okay to go to. Whereas on Familial, if there were elements there that were sneaking which I felt were Radiohead, you know, it was my first solo record, so I just didn't want to go there. But I felt much more comfortable allowing those elements to come through if that's what was happening and what was working for the song as well.
Philip Salway is currently in the studio with Radiohead, constructing their next album. His solo recording is Weatherhouse on Play It Again Sam Records. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.